Do you ever pick up a book just to check it out and find yourself lost in it an hour later trying to rearrange your life so that you can just keep reading? Well, that happened to me this week. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today on The Weekly Reader, our book critic Marianne Winnick has her take on The Guest Book by Sarah Blake, which happens to be our pick for the next meeting of the Weekly Reader Book Club. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. An island off the coast of Maine is the setting for the story of a blue-blood family in The Guest Book. Handsome, tanned, Kitty and Ogden Milton stood ramrod straight and smiling into the camera on the afternoon in 1936 when they had chartered a sloop, sailed out into Penobscot Bay, and bought Crockett's Island. This is a description of a photo, clipped to a clothesline, in the office of Professor Evie Milton, a woman who teaches in the history department at NYU. Since the afternoon in the photograph, four generations of the Milton family had eaten round the table on Crockett's Island, clinked the same glasses, fallen between the same sheets, and heard the same foghorn night after night. Evie jokes with a black colleague that the photograph represents the twilight of the wasps, but then finds herself defending her family. Blake's third novel studies the unfolding of several storylines over the generations of Miltons, deaths and losses shrouded in secrecy, terrible errors in judgment, thwarted love, much of it related to or caused by the family's attitudes towards blacks and Jews. While patriarch Ogden Milton presided unflinchingly over his firm's involvement with the Nazis, his granddaughter Evie is married to a Jewish man, who, like every other Jewish person who has ever visited Crockett's Island, complains that there's not a comfortable chair in the place. Some things change. Other things, sadly, never do. Kitty Milton, the matriarch of the family, is twisted by her unthinking allegiance to social mores into repressing her tragedies and ignoring her conscience. Kitty is a fascinating character, appealing in some ways, pitiable and repugnant in others. Through Kitty's eyes and her daughter's, Blake provides a somewhat chilling rendering of anti-Semitism as experienced by this type of person. Reminiscent of the novels of Julia Glass, Three Junes, for example, or The Whole World Over, Blake's story of the Miltons engages continually with history and politics, as well as with the poetry of the physical world. Quote, "The year wheeled round on its colors, summer's full green spun to gold, then slipping gray and resting white at the bottom of the year. Then one day, the green whisper, the lightest green, soft and growing into the next day. Suddenly, impossibly, it was spring again." The main location is lovingly evoked and will surely appeal to the many Baltimoreans who make their way to the Pine Tree State each summer, even if not all of them own islands. The Guest Book sets out to be more than a juicy family saga. It aims to depict the moral evolution of a part of American society. Its convincing characters and muscular narrative succeed on both counts.
Sarah Blake's The Guest Book is our latest pick for the Weekly Reader Book Club, and Sarah Blake will join us on Thursday, June 13th at 7 p.m. at Bird in Hand in Charles Village for the discussion. You can find more information and register to attend at WIPR.org. And for more information about this book, reviews, and our podcast archive, visit WIPR.org/programs/weekly-reader. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.
And I'm Marianne Winnick.